540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Two of the state's largest children's hospitals have stopped providing gender-related medical care for minors. According to JS Online, Children's Wisconsin here in Milwaukee and UW Health both say new federal actions have created too much legal risk for them to continue. The change follows a proposed rule from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services that would cut off Medicaid funding to hospitals offering that care to anyone under 18. Both health systems say they'll keep offering behavioral and mental health services while they review what comes next. A new community health assessment for Milwaukee shows violence, mental health struggles, and substance abuse remains high among the biggest concerns for local families. The 2025 Community Health Assessment report from the city also shows chronic disease and maternal and child health as growing issues, especially in neighborhoods with fewer resources. Health leaders say they'll use the findings to focus on equity, expand services, and to work with partners on long-term solutions. A former New Berlin police officer will spend 6 months in jail for stealing drugs that were meant for canine training. Yesterday, a Waukesha County judge sentenced Stephen Dodson after he pleaded guilty to misconduct in office. Investigators say Dodson repeatedly accessed a secure locker without permission and took DEA-issued drugs, including heroin and cocaine. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Milwaukee County is getting almost $25 million from the federal government to make local roads safer. County Executive David Crawley says the money will fund 67 projects along 10 of the most dangerous corridors. The upgrades aim to reduce serious crashes by nearly half. The federal funding comes from the Safe Streets and Roads for All program, with work set to start next year. Waukesha drivers are being targeted with a new political ad. Latino advocacy group Forward Latino is launching what they call a new faith-based campaign urging compassion for immigrants. The group's The Lord Knows When We Look Away campaign is said to highlight how Christian values connect to how people treat others. The nonprofit says the message will appear online, on social media, and on a billboard along I-94 in Waukesha County. The city of Milwaukee is turning to artificial intelligence to help strengthen its 911 center. The Department of Emergency Communications will host a press event tomorrow at 9 a.m. to launch Comms Coach, an AI system designed to provide training and quality checks for emergency call operators. Mayor Cavalier Johnson will talk about how the city is using new technology to modernize services and support workers. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports NCAA. The Wisconsin Badgers on the road at Minnesota. The Gophers with a record of 10-6. The Badgers now 11-5 after that huge win over the weekend against number 2 ranked Michigan. NBA, the Bucks are at home. They're taking on the Timberwolves. NFL, the Packers players beginning their offseason. Should Matt LaFleur be back as the head coach? I asked Micah Parsons.
Yeah, I believe so. I've had my fair share of coaches and people around this league that I've been around, and Matt one of the best guys and people, like, as a person I've been around since I've been in this league. I reached out to him when I started seeing this, and I said, man, I, you know, when I agreed to come here, like, you were part of the reason why I came here. I want you a part of this, and, you know, I love you. I think you're a great coach, and, you know, he appreciated those words, and we had a brief conversation. But Matt is I think he's a great guy.
That's Packers defensive end Micah Parsons with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny and mild today. However, it will be breezy. High temperatures in the mid-40s. Much colder on Wednesday. Continued blustery with a mix of clouds and sun. A few snow showers possible with highs down into the upper 20s. Right now, it's 38 degrees.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.